They'll get used to it because Maggie and Ian have been busy with family stuff for this week. I'll be reading the announcements, so heaven help us all. So most of these you'll have heard in the GP session, but I've got my iPad here, right? And Claire's typing on a laptop on the same document, so I'm just watching her type. Okay, right. So we are, you've probably heard us say about the GP gathering at the end of the year. It's going to be this online retreat. I've changed it to gathering because I like that word better than retreat. It's going to be a kind of a retreat, but we want to have something running. The kind of the teaching session is going to run from like 11 a.m. UK time through till about 8 p.m. And then I'm really sort of looking for people that wouldn't mind hosting graduate program sanghas just for that kind of 5 days, just for the gathering participants in Europe, but also in the US so they can go later into the evening. It'd be nice if we could have two or three sanghas an evening after we've finished here in the UK. And so if you fancy doing that, it's not till October. It's only for that week, the commitments, for those 5 days. So have a think about it and see. I should have said before we started that this session, if you haven't done one of these team meetings before, this session is all the announcements. And then I'll ask you if you've got any issues or challenges with what you're doing to help us and any questions. And then we'll have a quick break and have a informal satsang. You've got a friend, lovely. So if you want to volunteer as a host for that, that would be wonderful. You don't have to, of course, but if you know anybody else that wants to. I think I already mentioned the gifting scholarships for all events. So we're setting it up now so that people can donate for the US retreat or for the UK retreat, a partial or a full scholarship. So just a Sangha host, especially to, if you hear someone saying, I'd really love to go, but I can't afford, they can now apply for a scholarship. We can't guarantee it. It depends on how many people donate these gifted scholarships. And we're also setting it up for the GP, the graduate program too, so that if somebody desperately wanted to, what the challenge we've had before is people coming and doing the course on a scholarship and then wanting to join the graduate program and not being able to do that financially. So we've reduced some of the subscriptions. And we're spreading the word amongst the GP that if someone is paying the £40 now and is finding that challenging, they can reduce that if they need to. And we're also saying moving forward that people can donate whatever they want as a gifting scholarship for the GP. That will be set up soon. So you already have your subscription as a graduate program member. And if you can and you want to, you can set up another subscription that would sponsor someone else in effect, to do it. None of this you have to remember. I'm just saying all this so that if somebody asks you a question in a sangha and is challenged financially, it's going to help. So you also probably heard about the alternating times for the graduate program sessions. They're going to be 12 noon UK, one in is it the first one in July? Yeah. So in July, the first graduate program live session that we've done today will be 2 hours early at 12 noon. I know that's going to make it inaccessible for some US participants, but it's really to kind of allow, there's people being in the graduate program for nearly 18 months that I've never seen on a live session. The lady that was asking a question last night is from New Zealand. She can only get on at that 7 p.m. time slot when it's on a weekend because that's 8 a.m. her time. So there's a tiny little sangha growing in New Zealand. And we're getting a few people where the different time zones would be suitable anyway. So again, we'll remind you of all that, don't worry. From the 28th of April, I'm away. I'm going to Portugal on the 15th, so there's no satsang while I'm away. When we come back, we move in satsang to Thursdays only. So it'll be Thursday morning, 11 p.m. UK, 11 a.m. UK, 1 week, and then Thursday evening, 7 p.m. as usual. It'll alternate, so same times as it is on a Monday. It just means that we can have more days off, because otherwise we tend to be working on a Thursday anyway when DTE course is running and all of that. The DTE study groups that we set up were a spectacular failure.
Absolute failure.
Yes.
Got one more to go on Sunday, one last one. Yeah.
So we're ditching the idea, and we're going to ask, again, we'll remind you the other time, for people that are willing to run Sangha groups just during that 4 weeks of the course to help new students come in. There's potential for quite a large number of students because there's 6 months now to the next course. So again, if anybody fancies doing that just for the 4 weeks, I think Maggie's always looking for readers as well. And Caroline's probably looking for indexers as well. Is that right? Yeah. These team meetings are going to alternate around the GP session. So today is after the session, and they run every second month, these team meetings. And if you ever can't attend like this and there's something you need to bring forward, then you can either email it in to us or stick it on the Facebook group. There's a team meeting group if you're not in that. So the next team meeting will be 2 months, not to the day, but after the GP session. Michael, did you and Caroline figure out what you're going to do with your Sangha? Is it going to stay at what time we're going to go?
Yeah, for now, I'm running it at that time, but I don't know with Caroline in the summer. But I guess in July, we'll have to look at that to see, because if we're doing a 7 a.m. GP session, then that's probably too early to do one, unless it was done after, maybe at 9 o'clock. I don't know.
You could take the 2 p.m. 9 a.m. slot that we did today, couldn't you, if you want to? That might even work better, because you just come out the lesson with someone and they can discuss it in the Sangha there.
Yeah, so maybe it could be done afterwards. And then the one that's at 7 o'clock at night, you said 7 p.m.?
Yeah.
7 p.m. your time would be 2 p.m. in the afternoon here?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, so maybe it can be done after that one as well.
You don't need to decide now, just as long as you've got something sorted by July, and preferably before that, so that we can kind of advertise it a little bit, you know. Yeah.
Okay.
Wonderful. And
I think at the moment I'm just saying I can't really commit to anything at the moment, Helen.
That's okay. Yeah.
It's a bit tricky.
It's absolutely okay.
Yeah.
Totally good. All right. And that is what I want to say. You've brought up something that I forgot to say, that obviously we deeply appreciate everything you're doing to help all of you. I do. And also, I never want you to feel like it's a burden. You know, when life gets busy, when karmic patterns are coming up, totally just ask for help or some time off if you need it. Okay. It breaks my heart to think you guys are there suffering and, you know, really struggling, and you're not asking for help. So, yes, a GP is a family, but there's also a little family here as well, you know. So, do reach out if you need it. And it's totally okay. Like Sarvesh at the moment, Sarvesh has asked for a little bit of time off his work commitments, his life, for a little bit of, sounds like a job ask for time off, but you know what I mean. Your life has to come first. So if this ever begins to feel like a burden helping out, then please do reach out. Okay. Maggie, did you want to?
It was just to say that, Helen probably laugh at this, I've really struggled in the past from my personal point of view of taking time off. This week I did take my lap, I think most of you know our daughter's been in hospital for serious op. It wasn't here, and I did take my laptop. I was staying at a relative's. I opened it the first night because I forgot to do something and never touched it since. And it was just amazing that the support and the, you know, Daisy and Claire with Helen's help did all the emails and it was so easy to be able to take the time off. So I'm just saying go for it. You know, sometimes you just have to. But just while I'm on, I will shut up. Thank you so much for all the messages, and it's been really helpful, hasn't it? Yeah. But just take the time if you need, is what I'm trying to say badly.
And especially, you know, if you're helping do something, some role in the Sangha, and you're coming at that role from a place of feeling burdened, it's also not going to be so effective anyway, is it? You don't want to be using the way that you're helping me to be aware that you prove to yourself you're unworthy. You know, it's just, it's not going to work so well for you or anyone else, is it? So it's got to be joyful. That's the key. Yeah. So
I was just going to say in that regard, like, so with my situation, like you were saying, you hadn't seen me in a long time. So I moved, I was trying to start a business, and I had illnesses, I was in the hospital. And so if I were retired, you would probably just see me at everything, you know, because I just love this so much. But what I do is I always listen to, I follow all the videos. And I jumped in there to do the co-hosting with Saboteur also because I felt like, wow, you know, this is something I can, this is a time slot I can do.
Yeah.
And then I have these limitations of, like, right now I'm standing up. I'm at a standing desk because I work from the computer sitting down during the week, quite a bit. And I have like neck and back issues. So, I noticed that the computer is making me very depleted. Mm-hmm. So that's another reason you don't necessarily see me in a lot of Zoom meetings. And I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciate your saying, do what you can do that's within your strength and your situation and within your joy, because my tendency actually is to jump in there and just get myself in totally over my head, feel guilty, and then not have any joy anymore. So right now I'm only taking on what I feel like I can. And I'm very grateful to be a part of it, even if it's just co-hosting with Saboteur.
Wonderful. And I know you're there. I know you're all there. Even if you can't make the sessions live, please don't ever think that, you know, I know you're there and I know you're taking part. And, you know, and quite often people will get a lot out of the teachings and then their life will start to get better. And then they'll volunteer to help in some way. But then all their karmic patterns need looking at. And sometimes in that period, there's a need to step back for a little while everything's kind of blowing up in your face a little bit, as I'm sure you've all experienced, you know. So
absolutely.
We totally understand. And we're just so appreciative for all the skills and the time and the energy that you bring. There's no way any of this could happen with, it just used to be me, Maggie and Ian in the front room. And I was like, and then you came along and here we are. So lovely.
Thank you.
So I'll come to you in a moment, Sergio. Just last but not least, we are looking for volunteers to help with the emails. So someone in the UK, but also someone in the US would be great. Maggie and Daisy and Claire are just doing absolutely amazing, but it would be nice for them to be able to have some time off if they need it or, you know, something. And it's not directed necessarily at you guys, but if you hear someone saying on a Sangha that they'd love to contribute some way and they think that they might be, you know, it's just, if you guys know these things, then we can, you can pass it on if you hear somebody that wants to help in some way. And it might not be that it's what they want to do, but, you know, they can always contact us and see if there is some way that can help. Lovely. So, Sergio?
Yes, thank you, Ellen. In that regard that you were mentioning of the time and being something that we do in a joyous way, for me, the translation, I don't know what happened. I was so much into it, and all of a sudden it's just something that the information doesn't flow. And whenever I have some time to invest on that, it's just like there's a blockage there. Or something that
you can respect that, right? That it just doesn't want to happen right now, and that's okay, isn't it?
Okay, thank you. And then it seems like these things happen, like from work, I go to one building to sign in, and then I'm physically working in somewhere else. and then I have to come in for lunch and sign out. And so it's just like, it takes, I'm not excusing myself for not doing something, but in a way it's just like, it doesn't flow.
It's okay. Anytime that you feel the life force is diminished because you have got other tasks going on, this creativity is not going to flow so well, is it? This passion for doing it. And you should always honor that first, because that's important, isn't it? And I'm glad you have, and hopefully you feel okay about that.
Okay, thank you, Ellen.
Lovely. So any other kind of issues or challenges? Anybody need help with how they're helping? Anybody have suggestions of how we could do things better? Caroline, did you have it? Yep.
Yeah, I just wanted to say about the indexing that thanks to Moira, Lynn, Rose and Melissa, all the indexing was done and they took on double sessions every week. So I just want to say thanks to them. I've just emailed them all to say as well that me and Natasha do the GP indexing. And if anybody wanted to help with that, and I've had the two responses from Melissa and Moira already. So that's good. And as far as the Sangha goes, it's really hard to say when I'll be back. I mean, I can always do the indexing, but it's just that it's the Saturday time constraint when I need to be in a different place.
Well, you know, and we don't always think of it this way, but Sanghas work around you, not you around them. That's mm-hmm. It's important if you're running a Sangha that it works at a time slot for you. So yes, we want people to join the Sanghas that are running, but ideally it would end up with Sanghas that are running at all different times, so that I'd like eventually that there's never really too long in between a Sangha running somewhere, because somebody needs some support always, right? You know, as the Sangha gets bigger. So either think about a different time slot if it works for you, or just accept that right now you need to focus on you, and that's okay.
Well, right now I just need to have the opportunity to support somebody on those days, which I'll talk about later. But I might think about that now. There's a lot going on, so I don't think I'd be doing the best job. But yeah, I'd like to come back to it, but I just don't know when, Helen.
That is natural. If you watch everybody that's come and helped, you'll see there's some point in the middle where their life gets challenging, and usually it's karmic patterns coming up, you know, something like that. And it's okay. It's totally okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Please pass along my thanks to the people that have done the indexing if you haven't already.
I will. They were fantastic, because I did say they didn't have to do the Thursday. Sorry, I've got a bit of COVID mind block. So whenever the question and answers were done, I did say they didn't have to do the double sessions.
Yeah.
And although some of them had to do it at different times, they all just stepped up and did it on that day. In fact, some of them, they were sending me the question and the indexing before Claire told me it was uploaded.
And a whole.
Worked out perfectly well. They did really well.
Are you going to be all right to do it this month as well? Don't do it if you feel too tired.
Which one?
Today's sessions.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm asking for more help, and I've had two more come forward. Right. So me and Natasha, and then Melissa and Moira will help. So, yeah, it'll be fine. It'll work.
Natasha, it's your job to keep an eye on her, that she doesn't take on too much, okay? Yeah, good, good.
I'm not done any of it, actually.
Oh, that's good.
Coordinate it.
They're all uploaded ready now, Caroline. I haven't even had a chance to email you.
Lovely.
Again.
All uploaded now. I haven't even had a chance to email you.
Yeah, it's just I facilitate the emailing back and forward, sending it back, getting that sort of thing.
Wonderful, thank you. Melissa?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Good. So I'm just wondering about, I know it hasn't been happening for long, but the engagement posts.
Yeah.
With the, yeah. So I know you talk about the energy of joy and everything, and I'm having this feeling that it's just, they're just not meeting the expectation that I had hoped for with the level of engagement. I'm not saying I don't want to do it anymore, but I'm saying I have this energy of this expectation that is being, it's not being fulfilled, basically. Like I'm wanting more people to be engaged, and it's not happening. So, and I know you're like, well, what can we do differently or better, but I'm not seeing what that can be, or is it just give it time?
I think time, but if you look at the general Sangha group on Facebook, there isn't a lot of interaction anyway, and this has been something we've been looking at. And one of the reasons we started to do these posts was to try and encourage interaction more. I would say it just needs to build. Once there is a larger group, there'll be more people talking anyway. And I think the posts are just sheer brilliance the way you're doing them, you and Amna. So, you know, I don't see anything wrong with that. It's not like everyone, there's 10 posts a day in that Sangha group and it's only your posts they're not commenting on. If it was like that, then maybe we'd look at that. But there's very few people posting spontaneously or commenting on any post. It's starting to build now a little bit on the, when I post one of the satsang recordings, you know, in the Facebook group, people are starting to comment a little bit under that, slightly more consistently. And once one person does, it seems to kind of spur more people to do it, but I wouldn't worry about it in that way. And I wouldn't even try, just being clear about your energy while you're doing it. You should only be really doing it because they're fun to do, because you love to create them, right? It's not your job to save the kind of, are you trying to kind of like, you know, put it all on your shoulders to kind of save the world spiritually, like, or something. And maybe you're not, but I'm just kind of throwing it out there. They should be just fun for you to do, and that should be the only reason you're doing them, you know, something.
Okay.
Does that help you?
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, the other piece that I'm mindful of is that just, and maybe I'm putting too much thought into this, but just when I'm formulating the question that comes with like your quote, I know for myself, sometimes there's this unwillingness as a separate self to share what maybe isn't going well. So it's like, not wanting to formulate questions all the time that are bringing up, well, what is going crappy as opposed to what is, you know, so trying to find that balance there.
If you look at the engagement with the posts, I don't know if you've checked that out on Facebook, but there's generally more engagement happening, as in people viewing the post and clicking on it. You know, it expands out when you click on it on the picture, and there's more likes and loves and some sharing starting to happen, even if they're not commenting. I don't know if you've seen on YouTube, there's more likes on those posts, and someone even commented on one the other day, which has never happened on those particular posts on YouTube. So it is happening. It's just always been quite slow in that. So there are people that don't want to share because they're sure that they're the only person that's not getting it right, as I'm sure we've all been there. So people are going to be kind of reluctant to be the first one to say that anyway. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's totally okay for you guys if you want to just comment on it and just start the ball rolling. Some people might do that, you know. No, I wouldn't worry about it, Melissa. No, I know you want to get people talking that way, but the slightest little intention might just be, you know, the causality of it works. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. You're amazing, the post, both of you. So, you know, wonderful.
Okay.
Yeah, lovely. Tatiana?
So I just wanted to ask a question about the engagement post. I understand that you're speaking of the ones where there's like maybe a nice, a really pretty photo of some type, and then it's one of the quotes from your work. And I just wanted to say from my perspective that I never feel any call to say anything about it. I just feel like kind of, oh, isn't that beautiful? It's like looking at a flower. So I don't know if that helps you at all, Melissa, but I don't feel drawn to say anything. I just enjoy it. Maybe not everybody's that passive, but I didn't think that that's what they were for. I thought their purpose was to encourage us. And like, it's like the little nuggets. But, yeah, okay, so I wasn't here, so I don't know what the goal was.
There is that too, but also we were trying to kind of, you know, if it's a post about karmic patterns or something, then you know, share what your biggest challenge has been or something like that. And so it was really, and just like saying with Melissa, some people won't feel moved to, they might just like it or something like that, you know, rather than feeling the urge to participate. But it'll just take some time. Relatively speaking, it's still a small community, you know, so it's still growing. And
But I mean, I guess I don't want, it seems like Melissa is disappointed, and yet I don't know if everyone understands that engagement is what the goal is. I didn't feel that I was being asked to engage.
There's a question on it. There's a question at the end of it, like Helen said, you know, if it's about karmic patterns, how does anyone else feel about this? Melissa's putting a question at the end of them now. But they're quite recent, aren't they, Melissa?
We've seen with anything to be successful, it has to be there for a while, you know, to be going for a while. So
okay. So and then I wanted to ask about the reading. You said you need readers. So when I was talking about volunteering for things, I feel like would feel very drawn to do something like that. And then I look at my situation with, like, you know, my parents needing me more because they're becoming more frail, and my husband, who is not really, he's not here today. So I'm just going to say that this is kind of my situation, is that on the weekends, then, you know, there's so much of my energy that also has to go towards, you know, relationship and house and everything like that. And so I'm a little hesitant to just say, yeah, I'll jump in there and do that. And then, you know,
well, in terms of reading, it's like Maggie's got a pool of people, and she might reach out there and say, can anyone do this session? And somebody will say, yeah, I'll do it, as far as I'm aware. So it's something that you could put your name down for and then see if, you know, you can take a slot if you can do it. It doesn't have to be a commitment in terms of before that.
How it works is we have a shared document with dates that I need, and you just put whether you're available, and then I allocate the sessions. Now we're only doing the DTE twice a year, it's not going to be so bad. We had a couple of people stop reading right at the beginning of the course. So I mean, it's just the GP Q&As at the moment, but we have got quite a few people. It'll be, see how you feel about it, but the next course is September, I believe. So maybe then think about stepping in and adding your availability. Have a think, and if you know, email me, you've got my work email, let me know what you think. But it's one a month now, and we have got, it's the DTE course where we need more readers, and that's when it becomes a bit of a more of a challenge. But we script, so we didn't mean Natasha.
Okay, because by then I'll have, like, my, you know, medical appointments caught up, everything that would just piled up while I was moving. Maybe I will have worked through some things, and then I could actually say, yes, I'll take one of these, because I actually like reading like that. So
when the next course comes up, just email me and say, let me know, and I can add you to the document where you just put on what you're available. And I try to give everyone one session at least. People have had a lot more this time because it all seemed to come at once. But we covered a bit, I think April, May, June, I think we might have covered already. So, you know, just when it comes to the next course before then, get in touch if that works for you.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Caroline?
Sorry, my internet connection's unstable. But Melissa, where have you posted the engagement post? Are they on the graduate programme?
They're on the Facebook page, the main Facebook page, Sat Sang with Helen Hamilton, and then they share.
I have this problem. I don't always see everything. Mm-hmm. So they're an engagement post in the sense that there's a question at the end and you're trying to get people to, because I would engage with that, but I've never seen one.
Facebook selects what you see based on what you interact with. So if you don't, it's a good idea just to like one of the posts from the page every now and again.
Right.
Otherwise, it just begins to filter out.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I would like them, Melissa, and I would engage with them if I find one.
They're in the Facebook Sangha group, the general open Sangha group. And they're also on the community posts on YouTube now. You can't get community posts on an iPad still, which is really irritating. But you can get them on your desktop and on your Android and iPhone. So you can.
I've not even seen that.
I'll show you. If I go,
I've just been asleep for a long time. I've missed everything.
Sleeping Beauty.
So on YouTube. If you go to your subscriptions, and then go to.
Yeah, because I go on to your
view channel.
Yeah.
And on to you go to community along the top here.
Oh, right, yeah.
Community, and it shows you the posts. Here's the latest one that Melissa's done. Was it Melissa or Amnok? And there's ones about satsang, but you can.
All right. No, I didn't even know that existed. I mean, I've seen some satsangs and liked them or made a comment, but I didn't know there was that community bit.
See, this one, we had 24 likes and 2 comments on.
What's that one, then?
It's about each mind pattern we have is like a woven thread. It's from Transcending the Mind book. There's definitely a lot of, there's much more interaction growing.
Right.
It's a steady consistency that matters with those. So
okay,
have a look, Caroline, see if you can find them.
I will.
But just every now and again, it's just a good idea to like something or share something or just to comment on it if you want to, because Facebook filters out. I did an experiment recently where I unfollowed a lot of people on Facebook, not any of you guys, but and it started showing me posts of people that it hasn't shown me for over 2 years, and they've been posting regularly. You know, I thought they'd dropped off Facebook or something, but
that's the problem, because I unfollow everybody. I don't follow anybody but what I really want to see. But I'll follow, obviously, us and certain people. But I don't know. I'll just have to try and look at it.
We forgot to remind everyone of Blissfest. I've just got a subtle hint bomb here. All the team here, Blissfest, we called it, as, and we had one last year, but we're doing it at Annam Carr in Scotland this year. And the dates are the 22nd to the 27th of August, so it'd be quite informal. We'll do some satsangs and meditation and stuff, but we're going to go and see the Highlands of Scotland too. It's stunningly beautiful.
How many days left, Claire?
There were 140 when we checked the other day, weren't there? Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
We've kept it as cheap as we can, just basically accommodation. There's no kind of teaching fee like there would be at any other retreat. She's working out now how many days she's Googling. So if you can make it, you're more than welcome. And I am so looking forward to hugging Sergio for the first time ever.
It's going to be
Sergio, we were saying the other day that when we see you, we're going to be knocking each other out of the way to give you a hug. You're going to be so popular.
I'm first because I'm teacher, so deal with it. Okay.
All equal. We're all one.
We're all equal, yeah.
You're smaller than me.
Moving on swiftly. If you can make it, it's going to be such an amazing. We had such a laugh last time. Most of it was in my house, wasn't it, Daisy? Yeah, on the
sofa. What an experience. Brilliant.
But we'll do it in Annam Cara is just a stunning place. Full stop. It is so magical, the energy there. You get high as a kite just sitting there. And there'll be some formal stuff. There'll also be some sightseeing, you know, some meditation. And it's just going to be a wonderful time. So if you want to check it out, if you can make it, you're more than welcome. Lovely. So anybody else need to raise anything else that you need help with? Oh, Caroline, have you got your hand up again or is that?
Oh, no.
No, okay. I forgot to.
We're just not efficient at the minute.
Say again?
So we're just not being very efficient at taking them down.
Yeah.
When you're saying that, excuse me, Michael, just for briefly, 10 seconds, I just paid the rest of the amount to go to the retreat, to Blissfest. Yes.
Yeah. Wonderful.
So that was what reminded me, actually, Sergio. I will say that I saw it pop up on the emails. Thank you.
That was the worst thing about not being able to go to the States. When they were, you know, it was just how it was, but no, you know. Yeah. Wonderful. Did Michael want to say something? I know Sharon's got a hand up.
Yeah, no. I just wanted to know when was the date of the graduate gathering?
27th or no 28th of October to the 1st of November inclusive.
Is that on the website yet?
Yes.
No.
No?
It was, then we took it off because it's only online and we haven't finished it. Have we, Claire?
We have finished it. I just haven't put it live yet, so we'd announced it.
We have been so productive this week. We've just got so much done.
I'm going to be checking your work.
But don't leave us alone again because...
we'll have a timeout.
I do not plan to be sat in a hospital for 5 days in any near future, so...
Anyway, it's the 28th of October to this 1st of November. It is inclusive. It's five full days. And it's going live right now. So you can access it through the graduate program pages. Graduate program gathering, 28th of October. Yeah, there we go. So
we need to promote that on Facebook again, then now it's gone live again, don't we? Yeah. Post on Facebook, just what I love.
So lovely. Okay, Sharon?
A couple of things. The US retreat, when are you coming to the US?
Help? I can't remember.
Beginning of October. October 2nd to the 7th.
Wonderful. And is that posted yet?
Yeah. Okay. In the main menu thing on the main pages. You don't have to look in for that one, Sharon. Is that why you were looking? Were you looking for it on our pages? It's on the main menu.
Yep, that's my issue. Okay. And then as you guys were talking about Sangha page not showing up, what I'm going to do is go to Facebook, look up Sangha page, and then do some interactions, and it'll start showing up again for me. But that was a good reminder to do so.
It only needs like one like on something a month, and it'll Facebook will think it's relevant. It's like any search engine; it just filters out what it doesn't think you're interested in. But of course, then once it's not showing up, you know, you don't get interested in it. So
you'll be so busy, Melissa.
Next year. Michael and I are going to get together and chat about this. We want to do a retreat in the US. We're not sure where yet. A 5-day retreat in the US, and then we're going to do Blissfest at the same place afterwards as a kind of holiday, you know, kind of break. And then we want to go up to Canada. So we'll just be
Yes, I'm not muted, sorry.
Okay.
Belated birthday celebrations, Melissa.
Yeah. So that will probably be late June, sort of July time. So we can, if we're going out there, we thought we might as well just, I'm going to bring my daughter with me as well so that I don't have to rush back so quick. Rough plans there. We haven't put anything into place yet. We literally discussed it the other day, me and Michael and you, didn't we? So we've done obviously Blissfest here, well, obviously Scotland this year, but it'd be nice to do it in the US, make it more accessible for everyone. Plus an excuse to stay out there longer because I love it. So like we need an excuse. Lovely. So anyone else need to raise anything or share anything or have any suggestions before we get to the fun stuff? Well, this is fun. Sorry. Ian MacArthur.
Just a question about you've got various new scholarships going on. And we did have a committee, which we disbanded because there wasn't much going on. So I was just wondering how it's going to work, basically.
Well, we're switching over to the new system, as you are. I don't know how much you're aware of that we're going to switch over to, rather than people donating into a central pot, we're going to have this where you can gift a... and eventually we want it on all events, so it'll be possible for the course as well, a graduate program, and also retreats.
I think it was more the allocation you meant.
The allocation, how that would work, you know.
We will, and we have, two partial, one for the US retreat, one for the UK retreat, which is great. What we'll do is we'll open it up for scholarship applications like we've always done, and there'll be a cutoff point for people to apply for something. And then we'll, at the end of that period, we'll see how many gifted scholarships we've got and assign them based on that. we're back to the same old question then. If there's more applications and scholarships, how do we decide, which is the bit I really hate, you know, like it never feels.
That's why we had a committee, so we didn't have to worry about it.
Get somebody else's issue, yeah. So we can wing it for now and see if we feel we need a committee.
We're good at winging.
You know, really, we've already got it set up for both retreats, and there's only really the course in September we wanted to get it. So want gifted scholarships to get to set up gifted scholarships. It's been a long month. So let's see how we go till then. If we're finding that there's loads of applications,
yeah,
then we can look at a, I mean, it's the same old thing, isn't it? How does a committee choose? What criteria do you use? And knowing what we know about causality, if I feel unworthy, I'm not going to get a scholarship awarded to prove that I feel unworthy, you know, and around we go. And anyway, we'll figure it out. If you have any ideas about that, Ian, do feel free to.
A lottery?
Lottery was the other one, yeah. Or first come, first served, literally. But then that leaves students that are just, you know, somebody just discovers it a week before closing that, you know. So lottery seemed to be the only fair way, really.
But that wouldn't work so much if you had a belief that you don't win anything, then you probably won't come
this
through.
This is why we did that, yeah. So in an ideal world, there'd be as many gifted scholarships as there is applicants. And maybe we could all consciously imagine that right now, you know, like, yay, telling everyone they've got a. So we'll see how it goes. But lottery would probably be the default system if we had to.
A part of our discussion the last time about the scholarship committee was, you know, you're going to get paid the same thing whether this person gets a scholarship or doesn't show up. Yeah. So that's all something to keep in mind. You know, if unless you have 200 people apply for scholarships, whether you give 4 scholarships or 8 scholarships, does it really matter?
Yeah.
It does because it's the accommodation. If it's retreat,
if it's an online, if it's an online event like the course, it doesn't matter. But if it's a retreat, then it really, really does matter, you know. So yeah.
That's the issue, isn't it?
Yeah. So and we haven't really hit upon a way to do it, really. What I've seen from the other teachers is that they tend to do the gifted scholarships. But that does rely on a larger base of people, a larger sangha than we have right now, you know, to supply those. So we'll just see how we go moving forward. Like there's only the 2 retreats now until the course in September. But again, if anyone has ideas about that, feel free to contribute them ideas. I mean, I always struggle with that because I just want to give everybody everything. And it's just sometimes not possible. So lovely. Are we all done with the sensible stuff? Oh, going once, going twice. Lovely. Let me stop this then. And